Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 25th of October. Renowned for its natural beauty and luxury appeal, the Seychelles Islands swept up an impressive number of awards at the recent 28th edition of the World Travel Awards. The pristine paradise keeps its crown as the Indian Ocean's leading sustainable tourism destination for 2021 for the third consecutive year. It is also the Indian Ocean's leading honeymoon destination. The Seychelles also scooped the region as the Indian Ocean's leading cruise destination 2021, whilst Port Victoria has been named the Indian Ocean's leading cruise port as well. Seychelles Travel has gained the regional title of leading tour operator and the destination's national airline, Air Seychelles, carried off the coveted Indian Ocean's leading airline title for the second year running, as well as the Indian Ocean's leading airline lounge award for the first time. The airline also won the awards for the Indian Ocean's leading airline, business class, and Indian Ocean's leading cabin crew. With borders set to reopen within weeks, Florida's Daytona Beach is revving up to welcome foreign travellers once again. The latest attractions include the Ultimate Daytona Beach Trail Guide, which takes visitors off the beaten path to explore history, culture, and see some of the most iconic and Instagram-worthy locations in the area. Bucky's, the world's largest gas station, also offers a 15,200 square meter retail store with a fascinating mix of tasty food, unique merchandise, clothing, souvenirs, and so much more. And Riverfront Esplanade, the park that runs the length of this historic downtown Daytona Beach, is being transformed to include a promenade along the water's edge, running and walking trails, and landscaping, including water features, shade trees, and raised botanical gardens. The Saudi Arabian government has launched the Sustainable Tourism Global Centre, a multi-country, multi-stakeholder coalition that will accelerate the tourism sector's transition to net zero emissions, as well as drive action to protect nature and support communities. The Sustainable Tourism Global Centre will support travellers, governments and the private sector to ensure that tourism enables growth and creates jobs while playing its part to achieve the climate goals laid out in the Paris Agreement, including contributing to keeping the world to under 1.5 degrees Celsius warming. Globally, tourism supports more than 330 million livelihoods, and pre-pandemic, it was responsible for creating one in four new jobs. By this November, Delta Airlines will add more than 100 total daily departures from John F. Kennedy and LaGuardia airports compared to the airline's summer 2021 schedule. This translates to approximately 8,000 additional seats each day to the people and places New Yorkers love most. With domestic consumer travel back to 2019 levels, Delta Airlines is focused on restoring capacity safely and reliably as business travel picks up, with volumes not seen since the pandemic began. Not only will Delta restore non-stop service to all of New York's 40 most popular domestic markets by next month, but multiply key business markets and will also see meaningful boosts in flight options. These include Boston, Washington, D.C., Raleigh-Durham, and Charlotte. This follows Delta's already expanded service to New York City's biggest corporate markets, such as Chicago, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Houston. Delta will offer the most flights and seats of any carrier at JFK and LaGuardia, with 400 total daily departures to 92 domestic and international destinations. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.